Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 5th, 2022. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello.
How are you, G-Man?
Great. How are you, Andy?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm doing well. It's Tuesday night. I've got my picks lined up for the weekend. We're in a good spot. We came off a reasonable week last week. Could have been better.
Well, I mean, I personally could have been better. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it was decent. And Dave was pretty good. So we can't slight him.
Also on the show this week, last week's guest, Dave Greenfield. How are we doing, Dave?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks, God, yourself.
Not
yeah,
bad.
Very well. Very well indeed. So without further ado, shall we dive into what happened last week?
I think we have to.
And I think the story of the week is it's going to start well and then progressively tail off.
Yeah, that's it. Pull up at the maybe the eighth fence is what I'm thinking. Yeah.
After a blistering start.
Yeah, Mad Moose, eighth fence.
I started with my banker bet, which was the last bet of our 12 picks across the weekend to take place on Monday at 6 p.m. in the Danish Superliga. Brøndby against Sønder Jyske, and a home win was 1-2 for Brøndby. They've been brilliant of late. They won this game 1-0, but it's the most comfortable 1-0 you'll ever see in your life. They were a goal up. Sønder Jyske went down to 10 men in the first half, and it just nothing. They just saw it out. So Brøndby win again, still top of that five-game form table with 5 out of 5, as they were last week and the week before and the week before. Just keep winning. So nice. So a 1-2 banker then.
I was Augsburg Dortmund. Unsurprisingly, it opened my banker again this week. Dortmund scored in the first half, 1-3. What more do you want from Dortmund? I mean, this is great. This has been like any time I can't deviate from this now. They just keep doing it. Dave, banker then, what were you?
So I was in America for DC against Charlotte, and this is the most uncomfortable 3-0 win you'll ever see. Did you see the highlights?
I did not. I just woke up to a 3-0 win and I was like, oh, Dave knows his stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, Charlotte were pretty good. So Charlotte had a goal disallowed when it was 0-0. That was a very tight offside call. And then DC got a penalty that was never a penalty that went to VAR. So they got given. Their second goal was a shot from outside the box that took a massive deflection. And then the third goal was a shot that the keeper saved, parried it out, and it just hit the DC player and went in. It was like you've never seen so much luck for a 3-0 win, but that's all we wanted in it, a win. So
it's good. It's a if there's a lucky game and it goes in your favour, absolutely take it. 365 will have paid that out when it went 2-0 up anyway. So yeah. It's all smiles. And the banker treble in. I always back our three selections as a treble. So that was a nice return and a great start. On to the value picks. So the odds are higher than the banker, obviously, quite substantially, more around even money. My game was exactly even money. Fancied a St. Pauli win away at Ingolstadt. And despite going a goal down, they obliged and ran out 3-1 winners. Pretty dominant across the course of the game. Okay, they went a goal down, but they remedied that in quick time. And got an even money value pick in. So 2-2 for me. Happy.
Dave, do you want to go first on this bit? And then I can articulate mine.
So I was in England for Brentford against Newcastle. And I like Newcastle at 2-1. And they ran out 2-0 winners. Massively helped by a red card for Brentford in the 11th minute for Josh De Silva. And it wasn't a great challenge if you've seen it right over the top of Matt Target's ankle. But Newcastle were very comfortable after that. So, I mean, again, if you're on 365, that paid out after about, I think it was about half an hour, when Newcastle were 2-0 up in, weren't they? So,
let's also point out this went off at odds of like 2-1. That's huge. Yeah. What a great pick.
Yes. Absolutely, there's no tremendous way I would have picked Newcastle in that spot. Like looking at that, I bow to your. We could have halved your pick. That'd have been great. I'd have got an even money one at that point if they went off at 2. And
so we had an even money winner from myself, followed by that 2-1 shot, and I'd put £20 on the value treble and was waiting on like £326 if Gordon's shout came in, which was
Metz versus Nantes, a game where nothing happened.
I didn't get many alerts on my phone when I was out with the dog.
No.
I got zero alerts.
Metz didn't have a single shot on goal. Nantes had three. Metz had shots off goal. Nantes is slightly more of the ball. I'm so disappointed for this one for you, obviously. But at the same time, like, how do you go from fucking beating PSG 3-1 to drawing with Metz? It's just so frustrating with that one, especially because it was the last pick, and it wasn't as if it had been killed. It actually had been something riding on it. So, I'm starting to tail off now and wait for my next two. They'll be even better. yes.
2 out of 3 values is not bad, especially with an even money and then a 2-1 winner in there, courtesy of Dave. So, excellent work. On to the outsider picks. So this game was really weird. Not the game itself, but just the run-up to it. So Kashima versus Kawasaki, I took a home win for Kashima at odds of 11-5. However, in the run-up to the game, Kashima actually ended up going off 5-4, and you could get Kawasaki at 11-5. So they completely swapped. And I put in our little group chat the night before this game, I was like, if these were the odds at the time, I would have taken Kawasaki at 11-5 as my outsider. And so my initial pick of Kashima at odds of 11-5 did not win. They get beat 2-0. Kawasaki went 1-0 up after 2 minutes, 2-0 up after 17 minutes, and then just saw the game out. So I still like the pick at 11-5. I'd back Kashima again at 11-5. But I would have backed Kawasaki had they been 11-5 at the time of publication. It's just one of those games. Either team could win it. You back the one that's better than 2-1 because the odds are too big on that side. So no outsider for me this week.
Speaking of no outsider, I feel I was quite harshly done in this game. I had St Mirren versus Hearts, and St Mirren had run a tear recently and obviously brought in the new manager. They got a man sent off after 20 minutes. That was a dead. There was no way they were getting a win out of that. It's not the French second division. You don't get a man sent off, then win 6-0. Hearts scored 2 goals in the second half, 64th and 67th minute. Just killed the game. There was no chance I was getting anything out of that. So, I looked at St Mirren this weekend. I still think they're going to do quite well. But, you'll do a lot better if you keep 10 men on the... If you keep, sorry, 11 men on the pitch, not 10. So, Dave, you're an outsider.
So for a non-outsider treble, I had a fancy Burnley away at Crystal Palace, 3-1, but the game ended finishing 1-1. Palace taking the lead after 9 minutes, and then it was a own goal, got Burnley level on 46 minutes, and then Vegas had a goal disallowed, but Rodriguez was offside in the build-up, quite clearly offside. Zaha at the post for Palace. That's about it, really. I'm pretty solid 1-1.
So no outsiders in this week. Fair enough. They're outsiders for a reason. And we had been on a very good run of 2 out of 3 outsiders for the past few weeks. So on to the charity bet. This is where we each put one selection forward for a treble. £10 of our own money then goes on that treble, and all the returns, well, if there are any, then go to a charity. My charity pick, Saturday, 6 a.m. in the Japanese J-League. The Urawa Red Diamonds are up to their usual from previous seasons of just being completely unpredictable and very, very frustrating. It must be so annoying if you're a fan of them, if they're your local club. They beat Kawasaki on opening day in the Japanese Super Cup, and they've just gone and lost to Gamba Osaka at home. They've lost 1-0, which is an absolutely terrible result. Because Urawa will have ambitions of being title contenders, and Gamba Osaka will be happy staying in the league this year. okay, I've watched the highlights of the game. Urawa get a red card in the 81st minute, challenging the halfway line. Second booking, man gets sent off. A minute later, Gamba grabbed that goal, and it's a massive deflection, and it ends 1-0. So they've got unlucky, but that was the charity letdown very early on Saturday morning.
So as Andy said, he killed the charity early Saturday morning, which gave me ample time to not only re-back, because I'd packed a draw and I thought, we're still going to get a decent whack out of this. So I re-backed the charity of mine and Dave's left. Fucking pointless doing that. Queen's Park versus Montrose. I really fancied this game to be a draw. It wasn't. It was a 1-0 Montrose win. It was a close game. Queen's Park had plenty of the ball and were all right. You know, they were fairly decent. I had to go and speak to a Queen's Park fan about this. Montrose won 1-0, breaking up that streak of draws and wins that I'd been enjoying so much. So my charity didn't come in. And Dave, the charity non-treble, what was your final pick?
Yeah, the charity wasn't killed before. It was definitely killed after this. So it was Barnsley against Kidderminster, the National League North. And I like Kidderminster. Barnsley were bottom of the table. Awful. Kidderminster were third. Barnsley ran out 2-1 winners. Taking the lead after 23 minutes. Kidderminster got back on level terms with a pen. Barnsley scored a pen of their own to make it 2-1 and just saw the game out. There was actually two light red cards as well, one for Barnsley, one for Kiddo. But I went on the Kiddo Twitter feed just to have a look, because it's one of the only ways you can find out about the game.
Give them abuse. That's it.
Their manager and a couple of their players were like, basically apologising, saying that they didn't play well. But, you know, I'd back them again in that league. They're going to win more times than lose.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what can you do about it, really? A charity that loses by one is as good as a charity that loses by all of them, isn't it?
Absolutely. Unless you've rebacked it, which is something you never do.
Well, it was only because we'd had a draw in there, and I was like, it was going to be 40 quid anyway. Like, have we got it back? Yeah.
So no returns for charity this week, but a good week overall, Dave. Banker and value in is always a good week. You get those two, the rest is gravy. So well done again, especially in a huge value pick. But let's be honest, I would have had in the outsider column.
I wouldn't have had it.
Huge price there. Just to remind everyone, we do have a Patreon channel, www.tramplebet.com. No, that's our website, www.patreon.com/tramplebet, which you can also get to from the TrampleBet website or the Patreon app on your phone. If you download that and search TrampleBet podcast, you can find us. £6 a month to be a member of the TrampleBet club. And you get a whole host of extra things. You get this podcast as soon as it's released as a video file, where you get to see us all on our Zoom call, shooting the breeze. You get all the picks written down every week in a nice handy JPEG format, so you don't need to take notes or even necessarily listen to the podcast. You can just look at the cheat sheet and see which ones you like best. You also get the middle section of the show. So we're about to cut to an ad break on normal podcast channels. But on Patreon, you will get the middle section where we bring on our new guest for next week. We keep Dave around. We want to hear what he thinks about the weekend's upcoming picks. And we chat about all the picks that didn't make the show, anything extra that we like in other sports and various things like that. So there is a lot of extra content. It's also Cheltenham Festival coming up, and we will have a show every day across the Cheltenham Festival on the Patreon channel. So please do come and join us there. Dave, in terms of the podcast, thank you very much. Another very good week. And we will see you again soon, no doubt.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, guys.
No problem.
You're very welcome.
We'll see you soon. I don't know. You're for all the things that you know about League Two, you know, you're on retainer at this point.
So cheers again, Dave. We will introduce our new guest and get to this week's picks after this short break.
Lucky Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now on to this week's picks. But before we do that, Dave Greenfield has departed the show, and we have this week's very special guest and a new guest on the Trample Bet podcast, Mr. Jerome Else. Jerome, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, guys. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Crystal Palace fan. I mean, that's a big step, I would say, in our podcasting thing. We're moving down through, like, we had a Aston Villa fan. We've had things. So we're just moving down towards the London area now. So I'm excited. I'm excited to hear about you. And I'm excited for your picks.
I'm glad you said we're moving down geographically. Standards. Yeah, exactly. Because yeah. I thought, are you dissing Crystal Palace before the show started?
Absolutely not. Crystal Palace have given Liverpool some of our worst hidings at the worst possible time. So I can't say anything about Crystal Palace.
So I'm really excited Jerome's joined us. We've been talking back and forth in the Facebook group and in Facebook Messenger for a while now, and he's always produced some really excellent picks in there. We've had, I think, maybe two or three joint accumulators over the past few months, Jerome, that have been let down solely by me. So this man knows his stuff and does the business.
I'm owed one.
and he's owed one by me for sure. So delighted to have you on, Jerome. Thanks very much for joining us. Do you want to give a wee bit of background? Just introduce yourself. Obviously, Gordon's mentioned you're a big Palace fan.
Yeah, so I go when I can. Just had a daughter, and I used to play a lot of poker. That's my betting background. I used to play poker a hell of a lot. And then obviously when you have a child and COVID hit at the same time, I couldn't play poker anymore. So sports betting, I feel like I know a lot about football, so I tried to commit and ended up here. Yeah.
That's as good wonderful. As an intro as you can get there.
I used to play a hell of a lot of poker as well, Jerome. I take it as No Limit Hold'em. Was it tournament or cash play that was your...
I preferred tournaments.
So I was always a cash game player, so... between us, we probably could have pooled our resources. You do the tournament, I'll do the cash game.
Yeah.
We'll meet in the bar after it.
But my missus just never wanted me to play cash because it's unlimited pull-up. So
I know. The variance is massive. It's definitely a single man's game. A younger single man's game than I am now. Maybe, you know, 10 years ago, you'd find me at the cash tables till
in our early 20s, we could do it.
Exactly. You could do it then. Leave at 10 a.m. in the morning and walk past people going to work.
But I'm about to hit my 40s, but I always feel, am I? I still feel like a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about it.
To be fair, right, I go away and play golf sometimes, right? And we shared a room this one time, right? And there's a big Portuguese resort. And he was like, I'm going to go play some poker. I was like, that's fine, mate. Like, that's fine. We've got tea time tomorrow at like 7 a.m. No worries. He came back in, right, at fucking blazing at 4 a.m. He was like, I've just won a grand, right? And he came into the room and he was like, and here's how I did it. And he was like, first hand, ace jack, some idiot across the... And he just went through like 15 hands of poker. I was like, Andy, it's fucking 4:30 in the morning. Like, so he has... He'll tell you he's passed it. That was about 5 years ago now. So he does have it.
He loved poker. Can I ask him, because this happened to me, did you used to dream about poker?
Oh yeah, I used to play hours and hours and hours of it. So yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that, I just thought that I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, in my head it's like ace king of hearts, and I'm like, oh yes.
Woke up holding it, that's the thing.
Oh, brilliant. So very, very similar history. Great to have you on the show, Jerome. And great to share the picks that I've been privy to and the good picks that you've been bringing me. over the past few weeks to a much wider audience. So let's fire on with this week's picks. We're all set up. We're all ready to go. No pressure in the guest spot at all, but, you know, Connor, Chris, Joey, Dave, you know, they'll all be on you if you go 0-4.
Yeah, you can't do a donut. You can't do it. I mean, I've done a few, but I've done about 300.
Oh, so
episodes.
Have I. We've been doing this podcast for what, over 4 years now. So
I could be one down, but I went for a punt. I didn't want to play it safe. So
that's good. I like that. That's good.
I like it. I like the bravado, Jerome. Love it. So let's move on to this week's picks. And we'll start, as always, with the banker picks. So this is something that we think is pretty much the best bet of the weekend in terms of it will come in. I am in the Japanese J-League on Sunday at 6 a.m. for Gambo Osaka versus Kawasaki Frontale. And after defeat in the Japan Super Cup against Urawa to start the season, Kawasaki have looked back to their best. They've taken 6 points from 3 games. They sit in second place in the league, and they will see games against the likes of Gambo Osaka as must wins to push for another J-League title. Gambo Osaka have lost at home to Kashima Antlers 3-1, and that's the team that Kawasaki just won 2-0 away against last week. So if you're, you know, if you compare the form and the size that they're playing, Kawasaki have a big advantage in this game. Osaka also lost at home in the first round of the League Cup against city rival Seretse Osaka 3-2. And they picked up that late winner against 10-man Urawa last week with a big deflected goal. So they're really not up to much. And I think that Kawasaki will be title contenders this year, and Gamba Osaka will really struggle across the J-League season. So you're getting better than 1-2 on a Kawasaki win. And I think it's pretty good banker material at odds of 3-5.
Yeah, I like the Frontale shout in there. My banker is going to surprise nobody because it's what I've backed for the last like 8 weeks. It's Borussia Dortmund versus Mainz at the weekend, and it's a goal in the first half. Bigger odds this week, 4-11 you're getting with William Hill for this to happen. So pretty decent odds there. They're playing against Mainz. Mainz, 7 out of 10 last home and away games they've played have had a goal in the first half. Dortmund are on a stupid run of just scoring in the first half. I'm just as confident about this as I was last week. I'm not that confident that Dortmund could win the game, to be honest. I mean, Mainz have had a decent home record of recent, including rinsing my value pick a couple of weeks ago with Leverkusen. But they've won 4 out of the last 5 at home, and that's beaten Bochum, Hertha, Hoffenheim and Leverkusen. So there's some good teams in there. Dortmund, obviously, drawing with Augsburg at the weekend and Rangers in midweek. You know, unless Haaland's going to be back for these games, they don't quite have that cutthroat up top. So that's what I fancy in the banker slot for me. So it is.
I agree. I just feel like they always go ahead. But they can't kill off the games right now without Haaland.
They want is that Bet365 2-0 up payout. That's what you want for Dortmund.
But in terms of points, you get 3 points if you go 2-0 up at any point.
So without further ado, Jerome, what do you fancy in the banker slot?
Okay, so this week, Saturday, we're going to take, Wigan. They're going to be at home to AFC Wimbledon. So Wigan, they're great at home. Last game out, they had a 3-0 loss to Sunderland, but that's like a combination of new manager, Alex Neil, maybe getting his ideas across. And they're a good team, Sunderland, at League One. But Wigan, they just don't lose at home, basically. They don't lose at home. And Burton, they just do not travel well. So I just, at 5-11, I just feel that that's an absolute banker.
Yeah, I mean, Wimbledon have lost their last, out of their last 5 games, they've lost away from, like, they haven't
won. Sorry, did I say Burton? Sorry.
You said Burton in the end, but it was Wimbledon you said to start with. But yes, Wimbledon haven't won an away game in the last 6, 7, 8 games. They haven't won away from home. And that freak win for Sunderland at the weekend against Wigan in there. It was a weird one as well, because we've talked about this in the podcast before. I'm a big fan of Ross Stewart because he went to the same school I did. He scored 2 and he scored 1 late in there to make it. So they were chasing the game a lot more, and Wigan had plenty of the ball and stuff like that. So I think Wigan's a good shout in there. 5-11 as well. It's quite a big priced banker. So I hope to see it sailing.
quite a tasty banker. If you combine the three picks together, so Kawasaki, Frontale, Wigan, and over 0.5 goals in the first half of Mainz versus Borussia Dortmund, you're looking at odds of better than 2-1, which is pretty good for the banker treble, in all honesty. And we got it in last week, so hopeful of getting it in again for another week in a row. On to the value picks. So this is where we increase the odds a wee bit. Something we think there's value backing. Tend to be around the even money mark. I'm better than even money this week. Very close to home. Saturday, 3 p.m. Good traditional UK kickoff time, that. Saturday, 3 p.m. Love it. In the Scottish Premiership for Motherwell versus Dundee. And a home win for Motherwell is 11-10. Better than even money. Anyone against Dundee right now at home, better than even money, is wonderful in the Scottish
Premiership. Does that not hurt?
Oh,
no,
well,
it's the other side, mate. It's the other side of Dundee. That's the fucking... it hurts for them. No,
it hurts for them. It's all right for me as a Dundee United fan. It's all right for me. In fact, wearing the... Oh, no, I'm not. I'm wearing a Victoria Berlin top. I thought I was wearing a Dundee United top under this. It's not. It's Victoria Berlin. Some good regional German
regional football league there. Of football, yeah.
But yeah, I'm a season ticket holder at Dundee United. So I like the derby. I don't necessarily want Dundee to go down, but they are in real danger of doing so. They recently sacked their manager. They've replaced him with Mark McGee, and Mark McGee is already under immense pressure. They get beat 4-0 at home to Livingston last weekend. And there were videos doing the rounds on social media of fans throwing their season tickets at them. Like, properly, like, we don't want this back. Like, just, they're in dire straits. They're bottom of the Scottish Premiership, 21 points from 27 matches. Serious danger of being relegated. Motherwell, 6 places above them. They're in 6th place, 35 points from 28 games. They're also 4th in the league's home game table. So if you only take into account home games, Motherwell are 4th in the entire league. Obviously, you get Rangers and Celtic in there and then probably Hearts. So Motherwell are very, very good at home. 24 of their 35 points have actually come when they're playing at home. Dundee are dead last of the league's away game table. They've only got 8 points on the road this season. So I love the home and away platoon split here. Motherwell have also won the last 4 meetings of the club when the game's been played at Fir Park. Everything screams to me Motherwell win. Odds of 11-10 are huge. I really, really like this. Like, I really like that, it.
That's such good odds.
No,
yeah, it is, isn't it?
I looked at this as well, like, because you guys sent your picks through first, and I don't like to look at anyone else's picks before I do it. And this was in mine.
Was it? Did you? Oh, yeah.
Motherwell. Okay. So yeah, I had to do a slight reshuffle after that, but.
But sometimes why I don't like going to Scotland, I feel like it's the same as France. Sometimes, you know, when you get teams that, the quality is good, obviously. I love Scottish football. The quality is good, but the squads aren't that good. So consistency, one week to the next, I worry about sometimes.
Yeah, no, I guess totally.
And that is an absolutely fair comment. And it's why there's hardly any points separating 4th and 9th in the Scottish Premiership right now. There's like 5 points separate. I am desperate for Dundee United to get a top 6 finish this year, not because it means we could push for a European place, but because it means when the league splits, we can't relegate it. Because all it would take is a bad run of games post-split, and suddenly you're messing about with the teams near the bottom. But in saying all that, Dundee are quite far behind 10th place. Like, they're marooned a wee bit at the bottom. They've got several games to make up. Well, I think everyone else can beat each other sort of 4th through 10th. The teams down at 11th and 12th place, like Dundee just now, are in real bad form. And there's just a bad atmosphere around Dens Park at the moment. And I don't think going away to Motherwell is the place they're going to break that and get a win. So I also like it because it's over even money. See, if Motherwell was 7-10 here, I probably wouldn't back it.
Yeah, they got a good result against Rangers at the weekend as well. That's another thing to mention there.
Everyone ups their game against Rangers and Celtic.
Yeah.
I you can never read too much into that. I've seen Dundee United go and be, you know, get a draw against Celtic, and then next week out we just get horsed by some mid-table team.
Yeah.
So,
Well, I'll take us down to the Championship for mine. So a league down. Maybe if the split doesn't go your way, you might be playing against one of these teams. So this is the Queen of the South versus Morton. And I really like Morton here at what I think is a ridiculous price of 13-8. Morton are the form team in this league at the moment, taking 10 points from the last five games. Queen of the South are the worst home team in the league. They've taken 10 points from their 13 games, scoring 7, conceding 15. Morton are a pretty good away side. They've taken 18 points from their 14 games. The reverse fixture, Morton beat them when they were playing them at Morton. I just think that, I mean, they both drew 0-0 with Arbroath, who are leading the league at the moment. There's not much between Arbroath and Kilmarnock at the top, but both teams drew 0-0 with them. Outside of that, Queen of the South's home record's been pish for the last few weeks. They lost to Dunfermline, they lost to Hamilton, and they lost to Kilmarnock in there. They haven't scored a goal for three, like in their home games, for four matches. Like they were 0-0, 0-2, 0-2, 0-3. Morton's away form has been really good. They went and beat Partick Thistle at the weekend, who were playing in the worst pitch I think I've ever seen in professional football. Like, it was so chopped up. One of the boys that we know who play baseball with is a big Morton fan, and he posted a picture of the guys out with the pitchforks at halftime. And he was like, these guys don't need fucking pitchforks. They need a miracle like to get this game moving again. So Morton away from home. They lost to Hamilton, obviously, when I'd backed them before. But they beat Inverness. They drew with Motherwell, and they beat Ayr away from home. I think it, looking at them at 13-8, 7-4, 17-10, it's a big price. And I think they're in the value slot. They don't quite fit the outsider profile because I don't think that's quite the price I'd be going for there in the outsider slot. But I think Morton are a decent shout here. They've been good of recent. I would like to see them continue doing that. So, Jerome, what you got in Value Town?
So, I'm in the English Championship and we're going Stoke to beat Blackpool at home. And it's a price of evens. Oh, I had to check beforehand that we were accepting this one, but it was fine. So Stoke at home in their last five, they've lost two, but Blackpool in their last five, they've not won away from home. And it's at Stoke. And I feel like if Stoke have any chances of getting the playoffs, they have to try and start winning some games early. So they're going to just pile the pressure on Blackpool. And I just don't feel like they travel well at all. At all.
I like the pick, Jerome, and I like the fact that you've picked it because historically, whenever I have been on my own accord betting on Stoke, it never works out well. If I bet them to win, they don't. If I bet them to lose, they go ahead and win. Like whatever, it doesn't matter which side I take. If the game involves Stoke, I have a historical record of doing very badly. But considering it's your pick, I'm very happy with it because it makes complete sense.
And another thing with Stoke, the style of play they're going to be playing against about Blackpool, they're a team that open up against teams. And Stoke just normally defend those and counter them for fun and just score goals against them.
Yeah, I mean, this is a bold pick, right? And this is a bold pick for me because they're currently playing your team in the FA Cup.
And it's 0-0 at half-time.
Yeah.
Because they defend.
Yeah, so because they defend, yeah. And I'm like, well, if they can hold out for, you know, for half a game against Palace. I mean, there should be easy money against Blackpool at the weekend. So yep. I like it in there. And even money's fine. I've had value picks that were like 7-11. And I mean, I was nearly kicked off the show for it, but it's fine. It's not a problem.
Perfect.
Okay, Andy, take us to Outsidersville. What have you got this week?
On Outsider Town. Okay. Well, I've got a team that I've backed as my banker last week and a value pick a couple of weeks ago, and I'm sticking with them because they just keep winning. Sunday at 5 p.m. in the Danish Superliga for Silkeborg versus Brøndby. And the away win for Brøndby is absolutely massive, the odds of 12-5. So they've continued their excellent run of form. They're now in a serious position to mount a title challenge, which didn't look likely 5 or 6 games ago, but they've won them all. So they're only 3 points now behind leaders FC Copenhagen in their joint in second place with Midtjylland. They've taken 28 points from their last 10 league games. So that's 9 wins and 1 draw. They're just the best team in the country right now by quite a considerable margin. Silkeborg, they are also one of the league's informed clubs, though, and they're fourth in the league. So they've got themselves up to fourth. So this is third versus fourth. However, there are two teams where I think the edge actually goes in Bronby's favour, and Bronby are also priced 12-5. And it's those huge odds on a team that consistently win that mean I really want to back them this weekend, and which is why they make the outsider slot. Silkeborg are good. Their home form is good, but it's not amazing. They've taken 16 points from 9 home games, so it's not like they're unbeatable at home. So in a game of two high-flying teams, it wouldn't surprise me if either side won or if this is a draw. So I'll take the team with the much bigger odds that's crushing the league at the moment. When I looked at the odds of this today, 12-5 price for Bronby on 365, 7-4 on Hills. I don't like the 7-4 price. The 12-5, 5-2, if you can get it, is really appealing.
Like Gordo says every week, you know your Danish stuff and yes, Japanese stuff. Just,
if he's in Denmark, I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
This is a game that's a coin flip, so it wouldn't surprise me if they don't win. But the fact is 12-5, they don't need to win this game very often for that to be a profitable bet.
Like the pronunciation, what was the one that won like 4-1 on Monday, yesterday? Who was that team? Like,
this Bronby? Where? Oh, was this?
No, not against Bronby, but they were
Saarbrücken. I like, so that's in the German Dritte Liga. I really like Saarbrücken yesterday. I put that in the chat. They were even money. I was like, I really like the look of Saarbrücken. They won 5-1. It was great.
Well, and for some reason, I combined that with West Brom, both teams to score. So,
oh damn you, West Brom.
That's it. So we're all in against West Brom all the times we can from now on. But I will move us somewhere else this weekend. I'll take us to Bologna. So this is a Sunday game for this time. This is Bologna versus Torino. And I like this game to be a draw. This game, when Bologna play Torino at home, they draw. The last four games they've played at home against Torino, they've drawn. Bologna have been having a kind of rough patch at the moment. They drew with bottom team Salernitana. Salernitana. They beat Spezia. They lost to Bologna. They drew with Empoli. They lost to Verona. Torino have a very similar form of it coming over the last five games for them. They lost to Cagliari. They drew with Juventus. They lost to Venezia. They get beat by Udinese, who are this weekend going to absolutely rout Sampdoria. And they drew with Sassuolo 1-1. So both teams have drawn 2 out of their last 5. I think both teams would be happy with a draw here. They've got 33 and 32 points in the league. They're nowhere near the relegation zone, but neither team has any chance of getting into the promotion places. They are as bang middle of the road teams as you truly get. And I think this game's going to be a draw. They're pretty similar. Bologna, I like Bologna because they've got Aaron Hickey and then we want him to do well over there. He's playing really well for Bologna, but they just seem like Marko Arnautovic just seems like an absolute arse man to play with. Anytime you see him up top, he is booked almost every game, and it's never for cynicism. It's always petulance, like just kicking the ball away or like pushing a defender like in the box during a corner. So I think this game's going to be a draw. You'll get that at what I consider to be the rather large price of 12-5 or 9-4 at Bet365.
Can I just one more story about my origins here?
Okay? Yeah, go for it.
So when I first got into betting, I used to listen to a lot of serial killer podcasts, right? So I loved podcasts. I've never known about them, but I started listening to them. And then I started betting, and you were the first betting podcast I found, and I found you so funny and started listening. But I always had this impression in my head. Could I do it? Just for banter, I'll do
it. Yeah, go for it.
All I remember is you saying, it's going to be a draw. And then you're like, what team is it? Frosinone. Yes, Frosinone. And in my head, I'd be driving and that would cut. Frosinone.
That is a really good impression, to be fair. So
that is absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
I've rolled back and turned my headphones down there at the same time. That was
and it came back and it did actually draw. So that's what I remember.
That's fine.
And
result.
Found it. I've listened to it since then and I've loved it.
Brilliant. Well, mate, what have you got in the outsider slot?
Okay, so this is my punt. This is in no way, shape, or form. Like, I just wanted to go big on outsider. Debut, let's go big. So it is Gillingham at home to Bolton. So Bolton are promotion chasing, but Gillingham, like, since they've had Neil Harris, they stabilised a bit. They're not as atrocious. And Bolton just, they have not played well on the road at all. They play the last five games away from home, they've conceded. So I think it'll be tight, definitely under 2.5 goals. But I just feel like a tight 1-0 maybe to Gillingham. I think they can snatch it.
Yeah, I mean, I had a... Yeah.
This is 11-5. So that, I just thought that fits all the categories for outsider.
Yeah, I mean, the last time Gillingham played Bolton at home was 2019, and they beat Bolton 5-0. So I'd take let's that result. Yeah, let's have some of that. But yeah, I mean, the Bolton lost to MK Dons at the weekend there, and who are admittedly doing quite well. But yeah, I think that's a great pick in there. Gillingham, you know, their home record since they've had that new manager and has been much better. Beat Lincoln away as well at the weekend. So good pick in there, 11-5.
I don't know everyone's level of betting here. Not you, but everyone listening. Mm-hmm. Like, what they should get into their head is like, not always you just pick, oh, because Bolton are a bigger team than Gillingham, mm-hmm. they're going to win. Because at that low down, they're not Man City, they're not Man United. They are going to stumble, and you have to try and find the ones they stumble against.
Yeah, like that, mate. That's our, you know, our kind of thing.
That's what this show is all about. It's always about, you know, we're not like the Twitter tipsters that say, back this, like if you're following. It's, here's what we're looking at. You investigate it. Do you like it as well? You know, you might not have thought of this game. And hopefully there's some listeners that then go and look at that game themselves and go, hang on. Yeah, good shout. Gillingham, 11-5. I like that one. It would be interesting if Dave Greenfield, who was on earlier in the show, because he had all of us backing Bolton for promotion. I wonder what he would think about this particular pick.
So privately, we've spoken about it. He didn't like it.
Brilliant.
He actually says he's betting on Bolton. But
yeah, I know how much he loves Bolton this season, so that'll be an interesting one. In games like this, long-term listeners will know, I always tend to favour the larger odds outsider. So I'll be on that. I usually back the outsiders. Well, when I say usually, I mean always. I always back the outsiders as a Trixie, so I only need two of the three to come in for a bit of profit. But a combination of the three outsiders this week returns 35.5-1. So that is nice and juicy.
Right there.
Very big price right there.
Doing the same a Trixie. I'll be joining.
I'll be in on that. But I mean, Andy will take us now to the next bit, but this is where you really make your metal on the podcast, you know, because, you know, once you've hit your banker, hitting your charity, I mean, I'm shite at it. I am the worst charity picker there is, right? But hitting your charity on week one is a staple. I think the only person who hasn't done it was Chris Kelly, but he did hit his outsider, so he was slightly forgiven for that.
The charity bet, it's been a staple of the Travel Bet podcast since we first started. £10 of our own money, a pick from each of us. Any returns go to a charity of our choosing. And it'll be Gordon's charity because it's still your turn to put it on.
No, you let it down. You let it down ahead of me.
That's not the way this operates. It's not chronological.
Stop picking for Japanese games at 5 a.m. Then that's the thing.
Well, I've gone one better than that. My game's on Friday night, so Jerome, the pressure might not even be on you if this doesn't come in. But I really think it will. Friday at 7 p.m. in the Danish Superliga, FC Copenhagen versus Randers, and the home win for FC Co is 7-10. So Copenhagen are top of the Danish Superliga, 39 points from 19 matches. Randers are in sixth, 29 points from their 19 games. Form-wise, Copenhagen are second in the five-game form table with 11 points from the last five games, obviously behind Brøndby, who are still 15 points from five games and have been for ages. Whilst Randers, they've only got 5 points from the last five. Now, the Danish Superliga is interesting because they had a massive break over winter, and I mean like a 2.5 months, 3 months break. So they played a lot of other games there, cup games and friendlies. Randers haven't won in their last matches across all competitions in their last seven attempts, 4 draws and 3 losses. So they're in a bit of a sticky patch. Copenhagen's last 10 games have been 9 wins and a draw. And that draw came against Zenit St. Petersburg in the Atlantic Cup which they then lost on penalties. So again, domestically, they're just beating everyone. Copenhagen should be far too strong here. And while I am taking a risk with a Friday night charity pick, I'm pretty certain this is going to come in. And it's a decent odd shout at 7-10 for FC Co.
Yeah, I mean, I like it in there. As Jerome pointed out earlier on, you're in the Nordics, so I'll just leave you to it. I am in a league I don't often go to. This is Saturday. This is a traditional Spanish kickoff of 1 p.m. And this is Osasuna versus Villarreal. And I really fancy Villarreal away from home here at 11-10. They're the form team in the Spanish top division at the moment. They've taken 13.
That would be pick of the week of the bunch. Ooh. Actually.
Well,
you like this.
That pre-reasoning, even better. They've taken 13 points in the last five games, 14 goals scored, two conceded versus Osasuna, who've taken seven from the last five games, but have scored five and conceded four. They generally keep it quite tight. Villarreal went and drew with Juventus in the Champions League a couple of weeks ago. They're having a great time at the moment. And the reason for this is Jeremy Pino. He scored four goals at the weekend against Espanyol, a 19-year-old they've got playing for them just now. He's a guy who they picked up from Roda Den Haag in 2019 when he was like 15. And he's just been in the Villarreal system and playing for kind of like Villarreal 2 and 1. He's now in the main team. And he got substituted 75 minutes in and he'd scored four goals. It's like, that's a pretty good innings for him. They play against an Osasuna team who haven't been very good recently. They lost to Real Sociedad in their last game. They lost to Atletico Madrid. And there's no crime in losing to either of those teams. They're both quite good. They lost to Alaves. They beat Osasuna. They beat Rio Vallecano in there and they drew with Sevilla. I just think Villarreal are in such a good spot at the moment. This is a great time to be backing them. And Villarreal need to keep winning games for them at the moment. If you look where they are in the league, they're in that sixth spot that automatically gets into like the first round of the Europa League. Yeah. They're 3 points behind Barcelona in fourth and 4 points behind Betis in fifth and third. So they've still got a big push here to get into the Champions League spots again. And I think it's really the time to do it. So I'm going to be taking Villarreal at 11-10 away from home. And I know you like this picture, so I am.
I do actually like it. I didn't know the price was so good for me. I really like that.
Yeah. So what's your first charity winner going to be then?
Okay. So I've gone both teams to score because I just feel like the pressure was on. Joey said that bankers are the most important. So I've gone that. I don't know how it feels. Yeah. It's going to be Cagliari. Uh-huh. Against Lazio and both teams to score. Even though there's like a disparity in the table, like Lazio much, much ahead, pushing for Europe. But I just feel like if you look at Cagliari's last like 10 games, they've only not scored in two of those. And Lazio have only not scored in one of their last. They might have a little bit of a better defence than Cagliari, but they need to get Europe. Cagliari need to stay up. And they just combined, they have to both try and score. So 9-2, what's the odds on that one? That one is, sorry, let me get that
it's
one.
It's 3-4. 3-4, that's what I checked for. So 3-4 or 5-7 at Hills. Perfect. So I think it's a great pick in there. I mean, Cagliari scored against Napoli. They beat Atalanta away from home. Like, they have the potential. It's not as if they'd been both teams to score in against, like, you know, other teams towards Venezia. The bottom, Venezia or anyone like that, I'd be a bit more apprehensive. But they actually do score against the better teams in this league, so I think it's a good pick in there. And I won't be surprised to see it sailing on Saturday night at 7:45.
I feel like that charity is flying in. To be fair, might be the kiss of death. And as I said, I'm immensely superstitious, but I'm trying to shake it off. So we're going to win.
We're going to win it.
And if we do win that £10 bet, if you backed on 365 right now, we'd return £65.59, which is a decent haul for a charity pick. We got two in a row a couple of weeks back, so let's get back to winning ways, lads. And I, like Jerome, quite like the look of this treble.
Tasty.
So that's all the picks from this week's show. You can get them all written down, as I said, on Patreon if you go to patreon.com/ Trampled Bet, or download the Patreon app and search Trampled Bet. You can join the Trampled Bet Club for £6 a month. Get access to all our extra content. As I say, we've got a big Cheltenham program coming up. So if you've ever been thinking about joining the club, now is the time to do it with Cheltenham happening in March. We've got a shout out to some new patrons. Thanks very much to Fernando Lopez, who joined us today. So thanks very much, Fernando. Picks Management, who joined us last week. And another shout out to members that have joined this year, Andy Gold and Mishudu Munyai. So thanks for joining the club, getting involved and being part of the community. We also have a Facebook group where we all shoot the breeze. You'll get access to myself, to Gordo, to Jerome, to regulars like Chris Kelly, Joey Slenzak, Connor Mack, Dave Greenfield. We're all in that Facebook group and it's absolutely free to join. Come and get involved, share your picks with us, comment on this week's show. Ask us direct questions. That's what the Facebook group's for. And there's loads of contributors there, not just in football. Michael Stokes, again, with a brilliant rugby pick. Did you see that? The overline.
First one I didn't back. I was I was away at the weekend and didn't have signal. I didn't back it. And I was fuming. Then
the overline on the Bulls, 32 and a half points. It sailed in. Not even an hour had gone. So thanks again, Michael. That boosted my balance for a little bit. So that's the sort of stuff you get from the Facebook group. So
I mean, a shout out in there. I was going to say a shout out in there to James Laycock, who highlighted the Sky Saturday early kickoff specials. Harry Kane of a shot on target. It was like 12 minutes in that it landed.
He also scored a goal.
Yeah, so. But it was like it landed like having a shot on target so early. So, a really big shout out to him in there. And he also was talking about Salah, anytime goal scorer in the Chelsea Liverpool game. And he should have been.
One that he sort of flicked across the face, didn't have enough pace on it. But you fancy him to score that 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
No, the Facebook group's a brilliant source of information. And it also, guys are pointing out things that you might have overlooked. You know, if there's a good enhanced odds price going somewhere, someone will point it out in there. So do join us there. Gordo, Jerome, thank you very much. Jerome, pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
Great having you, mate.
We shall see you next week, where hopefully we're recapping a 4 out of 4 week for you.
A victorious week. Thank you. Take care, guys.
A victorious week coming up, and hopefully a victorious week for myself and Gordon as well. That's the podcast this week. Thank you to everyone for listening. As always, we really do appreciate it. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Bond, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.